This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Health and Rehabilitation Center. Patient first name is Celestine, C-E-L-E-S-T-I-N-E. Last name is Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R. Date of birth is 12/28/1945. Date of evaluation is 8/1/2023. HPI history, patient complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, anxiety, history of present illness. This is a 77 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 7/26/2023 upon transfer from Beaumont Royal Oak Hospital. Patient was hospitalized for severe acute low back pain with the radiculopathy period. Patient reports she had five back surgeries. She reports ongoing pain. She reports being involved in two car accidents. She talked about loss of her husband. They were married for 50 years. He died of prostate cancer. Patient also reports that she lost four children in a house fire many years ago. She has five living children and reports multiple grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Here she acknowledged feeling sad, ongoing anxiety, poor sleep, but reports that she tries to have faith in Lord and reports that she's involved in church and has a support from church family. Here she reports that she enjoyed gardening and planting flowers and growing tomatoes and green peppers. Peter patient was admitted here on Xanax and Cymbalta. Peter reports taking Xanax for a long time. She wasn't sure how long she's been on Cymbalta. Next paragraph. Patient reports that she was a single mom when the house fire happened. And reports that there was a young lady living in the house who allegedly left a burner on and somehow curtains caught fire. Patient reports that she thinks about it all the time but denies having any nightmares or flashbacks. Next paragraph, review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal, back pain, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hemorrhages, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior patient psychiatric treatment. Not known. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression or violence, no. Education, highest grade, high school. Current relationship, widow. Number of children, five living. Legal issues, none. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic, respiratory cladrum, form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph under history and habits. Medical history as reported in HPI. Patient is on pregabalin, oxycodone with Tylenol, and methocarbamol for pain and muscle spasms. Next paragraph. Mental status examination, blood pressure 142/92, pulse 76, respiration 17. Next paragraph. General appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness gait, lying in bed, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric, thought process intact, association normal, thought content, no abnormal thoughts, perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented to person, place, time, memory, recent, with the normal attention, concentration, with the normal fund of knowledge, with the normal judgment and insight, with the normal. Next paragraph. Medication, current medication, Xanax, 0.5 milligram, 0.5 milligram, AM and HS, and Cymbalta, 30 milligram twice a day. Next paragraph, under assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent, mild, F33.0, plans continue, Cymbalta as prescribed. Next paragraph, number 2, generalized anxiety disorder, 41.1, plans continue, alprazolam as prescribed, which he has taken for a long time with good response. Period, may benefit from psychotherapy under orders and procedure 99305, under supplemental administer checker, under risk benefit analysis, are common side effects of SSRI, benzodiazepines, and risk benefit statements. In my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident. Check this box. This is a end of dictation.